And we're back.
Oh.
Damn, frog in the throat already started this show. But we are back. My name is Owen. I'm here with my co-host, Duncan,
and
the guy that kind of just hangs out here tonight.
Just hanging.
And, tonight we're going to discuss Duncan's new adventure that he will be going on soon.
Oh, yeah.
We will be talking about cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Cupcakes are delicious.
Probably snakes.
Probably.
And maybe...
And as always, my unending hatred of everything.
Well, and probably rape, too. I'm sure I'll get in there somewhere. And we're back.
That's right.
This is the Oh No Radio Show. See how that works, guys?
That perfectly timed
intros.
The magic of radio.
The magic. Duncan, how you been, buddy?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Are you tired? Are you suppressing your angers? Because I know the last time that I saw you, maybe the time before that, you really just seemed down and bitter and
oh, man, I think...
Don't be angry.
No, I think I've just checked out.
You've checked out from the factory. I think we can say that. We
definitely
say that.
Have checked out from the factory.
But life in general, just
No.
People in general.
Oh man, I do hate the shit out of people.
I mean, we're one of the few people that can sit in a room with you and you not want to kill?
Pretty much. Like there's only a handful. Like if you are lucky enough to be on my Facebook friends list, that means that we could probably sit in a room for up to 3 hours before I will have homicidal thoughts about.
Now, that's not to say you haven't had homicidal thoughts here with the both of us after about 3 hours.
Exactly. But I mean, usually there's extenuating circumstances.
That's, I think, the general. Is that the general average of the amount of time you can spend with any given person? Or just...
Unless it's Tara inking the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can actually tolerate being inked for a long time.
Yeah, for hours.
And apparently Tara's company because...
Yeah, she's fine.
Now, just Tara on her own without the ink, could you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I have.
Fair enough.
I have. I've spent many hours with Tara.
I was just wondering if the ink factor was more of like the...
No, because like on average...
driving force being able to sit still for that long or...
Dude, on average, when we go to the shop, we're there for 8 to 10 hours. Like, we're there for a long time because
that's
a day's event.
Usually we get there later in the evening. Like, we usually get there about 5:30, and we're walking out of there about two
in the morning,
somewhere around there. Like, we spend fairly long amounts of time there.
And keep going, sorry.
No, I was gonna say, like, there have been days where we've gone in at noon and walked out of there at midnight. But then what happens is...
That's nuts, though.
Well, it's not like we're getting tattooed the whole time. We go in there, and the first hour is all just, you know, catching up, you know, what's been going on, funny little
discussing
stories.
What we're going to be doing, more than
that's
likely.
Usually the second hour.
Okay. Yeah.
If we don't already know, like, you know, we'll go outside, have a cigarette, just bullshit around. Yeah, bullshitting. It's the same as we do here before the show.
Fair enough.
It's porch talk at the shop.
Now, can I ask a quick question? Because I've always been under the illusion that tattoo shops are a bit like bars and that they do have to close at a certain time. Is that just city by city or is that...
There are 24-hour tattoo shops here in town.
Are there really?
There are.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. I think I'm putting some weird things together, but I feel like I've
ordinances
heard in the past
and
certain
and
ordinances
it could definitely
won't
be...
let tattoo shops stay open too late around bar districts in fear that people are just going to be wasted rolling into the shops and getting tattooed.
Which
won't happen because
artists don't tattoo on drunk people for the most part.
Is that a
real
part?
Yeah, real
true,
reputable
true, true.
Tattoo artists. They're not, if you're shit faced drunk, they're going to be like, dude, yeah. Get out of here.
And even when I got my tattoo, I was asked if I'd, you know, had any alcoholic beverages that day. Of course I had.
Right.
But I clearly wasn't shit faced either.
No, exactly.
You know?
Like, it's one thing having a couple of drinks to like kind of
loosen
you up
to get ready. Yeah.
But the more you drink, the thinner your blood gets, the worse your skin holds the ink. Like, there's all sorts of.
When
the
I
more
did my
you
ribs,
might faint.
I took like a little thing of whiskey with me, and they were all right with me. I slow sipped it over the 9 hours.
I had to sign a paper.
I was there.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you do have to sign a waiver. Do you have to sign a waiver every time you get tattooed by Tara now? Or
I don't fucking fill out paperwork.
No,
are you kidding me? No.
I just, hey man, these are honest questions.
I filled out paperwork the first time, And after that, I have not filled out paperwork.
No.
Since. Nope. I don't even think. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, though.
Kelsey
if
did
you
it her
keep
first
going
time,
back
too. Yeah.
And you're
she knows us.
Artist.
And it's and all it is it's, the majority of that paperwork is bookkeeping related. So that, you know, they can go back and be like, okay, well, you did this tattoo that was this amount of money. Where's the shop's cut? You know what I mean? Shit like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
But. Yeah, for us, I mean, we're giving all of our money directly to Tara, who owns the shop anyway.
It's all going to her. She's going to disperse it amongst her staff at the end of the day. It's part of her profit. She doesn't, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is if you do tattoos, you make money. If you don't do tattoos, right. You don't make money.
True, true.
Like, it's not like you just get paid to go there.
So, yeah, when I go to Joe Show's or Tara's shop, and I go and I get a tattoo, it's not by Tara, it's by one of her artists.
Yep.
That money goes to Tara's business, then gets They're, dispersed
to
the
to the
artist
that
right?
did it. Yeah. Yeah. And if you,
like any
and,
business.
And when you tip the artist on top of it, obviously the tip goes directly to the artist.
Right.
Right, okay. No. That all makes sense.
So, yeah, like most places.
General weird questions about tattooing is all.
Most places charge $50 for your shop minimum. Like, the minimum amount you're going to spend is $50, and that's just to open up the needles and cover the cost of cleaning supplies,
Absolutely.
Machines.
My first one when I was 18, that was $50.
$50. This sleeve, my right sleeve, is so many $40, $50 sittings
yep.
just thrown in. I'm like, hey, I got $40. You
but,
know.
But most of that's by the same dude, right?
All of this is by the
yeah,
same guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Except
so,
for one.
So, and again, that makes it different because
yeah.
you're spending different amounts, different times, I'm sure.
Exactly.
You know.
Like when I, you know.
And you're poor, I'm sure, at the time. So,
Yeah, dude. And obviously my artist is just going and he's just going and buying drugs with it anyway.
Right.
So he was just like, $40? Fuck yeah, dude, let's do something cool. Because he was having fun doing it anyway. So.
Have you ever paid for tattoos with drugs?
You wouldn't give them away.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't give away drugs. Actually, I do. I'm liberal.
No, you're
with
liberal
my
with
drugs.
Your drugs, man.
I think that this one I probably paid for with beer. I think I paid for the butt cheek shamrock with Corona and Jägermeister.
Yeah, well, you know, barter trade.
Yeah, I mean, and I know we were smoking weed when we did it too. God, in like the most horribly. The most horribly unhygienic circumstances you could even possibly think of.
This
like,
is your first?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
No, my first was at a shop. My first was
okay,
at a shop
okay.
by a guy who had done some of my mom's tattoos.
All right, all right.
So, like, he was one of the only guys in town at the time. No, this butt cheek
How many years
shamrock,
in is the butt cheek shamrock?
I had been getting tattooed for a while. I was, like, 21, maybe. So, like, I got my first tattoo when I was 17.
Probably, like, number 10 or something like that.
It was
give
yeah,
or take.
Yeah, give or take. Like I was definitely working on my sleeve. It wasn't done, but it was very close.
Yeah, I guess I'm. Maybe I should rephrase it. Sittings.
Yeah, probably 10 or so. I mean, maybe more than that because I had been getting a fair amount of work from art. So like I had a fair amount. Nothing close to what I am at now. Like
right.
I know I had my chest done. I know I had the majority of my sleeve done. Like the one piece. Two pieces I had on my leg before that, but I was nowhere near the coverage that I'm at now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're also an old man now with balding head and
graying hair.
Glasses. What is left? Yep.
And I'm okay with that.
I know it's dignifying.
Yeah,
quite.
The tattoos kind of set that aside, but yeah, I remember this. We were upstairs in Trevor's bedroom, which is where we would drink and smoke weed and play guitar. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Set
the scene here. Is there an Xbox on the floor with like a bunch of cables randomly?
There's a stereo. There's a stereo. There are multiple ashtrays. There's
uh-huh.
a lot of beer bottles. Yep. There's a
blacklight poster.
No, it,
no.
Well, there was a blacklight poster, but no blacklight
okay.
for it.
Okay.
It was a 4x4 4x4 card table that we would, you know, had our stuff set on. The head was covered in stickers, you know,
yeah,
and like
yeah.
all of our booze bottles just kind of collected on random surfaces everywhere.
Because he thought they looked cool. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they were both there as part of like, oh, this one got mixed up in the cool beer bottle we had.
Yeah.
Or, like, I used to have that in my room. I had a ton of beer bottles that
yeah.
I just thought looked
cool. Oh, Trevor, he just went back a couple of months ago and he's like, dude, I opened up my dresser drawer at the old house and I still found fucking Jaeger bottles in there from when we signed and dated them. Like we would sign and date every time we drank one. And he's like, I had three drawers full.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
But yeah, so, and there's shag, not really shag, used to be shag carpet, but it's been so...
It's matted shag.
Matted shag. Always yeah, listening think. To like NoFX and Mill and Colin and, you know, that kind of punk rock, Bad Religion, Guar. Yeah. So... You know, definitely getting a little rowdy and fucking...
Getting a little lamped up. I bet you wrestled in that room.
I think we gave each other flare chops, but we didn't do too much wrestling because we didn't want to break any pipes.
True.
Definitely smart enough
but
about
this is
that.
The environment that the butt cheek shamrock tattoo
was... Yeah. Yeah, and while his dog
is...
Like
a jail gun? What it was?
No, it was a real machine. He had just gotten his first rig. Like, he had just gotten his first... So...
Were you his first?
I was his third.
Third.
So, he's... up there, man, and he's just digging away, and like his dog's just kind of wandering around, and I'm smoking while he's doing it and drinking, like motherfucker.
You're pouring whiskey on it, to antibacterialize it before.
And
you
the
even
worst,
start.
And like we were talking about this on the phone last week, and he's just like, dude, I'm so against that shit now.
Right.
But back then it was awesome. Like, we were so badass. I was like, I know. And now we look back.
Well, I know you can't really attest to it, but it's the same sort of thing in Breaking Bad. Ty can agree with the meth lab. You know, he's so disgusted by the poor quality of shop, you know, creating this poor product because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And I guess if you're really good... It doesn't matter, really, does it? I mean...
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Dude...
The cleanliness of a place? Just the cleanliness?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? It gets infected. Okay, that's the worst.
Well, it's not even...
Right? I mean, what else?
Are we talking with tattoos or in general?
Tattoos.
With tattoos, man, if I walk into a shop and it looks filthy, like if it just looks dirty and I get a bad vibe from it, I'm like,
oh, well,
nope.
No. Yeah, but... What I'm trying to say is, if Tara goes home and she or comes to a house party, right?
Which she doesn't
and
do, but
I know, but it's in your buddy's old bedroom,
right?
And she gets hold, she has her machine,
yeah,
and you're gonna get just as good of a tattoo probably as you are in her shop, right? I mean,
yeah, you can do great tattoos in a home environment, but the cleanliness, like it.
And by tattoos, I code word as abortions.
Could do that, too.
It's just the same, right? I mean, clinic, alley. Yeah,
I would rather get a tattoo in a shop than an alley.
Oh, man. I'm sure you've gotten one or two.
I've given
that alley over there.
I've given somebody.
Tattoo gun.
Fire up the tattoo gun, which is the code word, by the way. If you do need an abortion,
you fire up the tattoo gun.
You fire up the tattoo gun.
No, I've never gotten a tattoo in an alley. I did give a redneck who was high on meth a tattoo in a trailer.
That's nice. Pretty funny.
And I am not artistic at all. Oh, my God. He made a fucking machine out of, like, a beard trimmer and a guitar string and a pen. And I'm like, dude, are you sure you want me to do this? He's like, yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm like, look at me. Oh, my God, you look like a skull, and we just wrapped skin around your face. Oh.
With legions.
Yeah, it was
like,
fucking
there are pieces falling off of you, sir.
Well, and the
Which
worst
piece
part
that
is,
fell off of you. Do you want me to tattoo?
Like, the worst part was, man, is like he only did a little bit, and it was days before, and he was still fucked. And I'm like, dude, okay, I'll do it because I'm drunk and I don't care.
Oh, we got a call. We didn't even give out the number. I give
it?
You one
what
guess.
Jack Bender.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Bender on this show, and the first time in a few weeks.
That's
actually.
Right. Welcome to Redneck Meth Tattoo Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have questions for you guys about tattoos.
All right,
please shoot.
I'm not one with tattoos for anybody who doesn't know me, but my question for all three of you, because all three of you have ink, it would sound like.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only one I don't know for sure is Ty.
No, Ty has more ink than
Owen, yeah.
Yeah, I've only got the one. You've got what, like four or five, something like that?
Okay.
Yeah,
and
but my whole ribs are done.
Mind,
it's big. I don't know.
Keep in mind, don't think about like, oh, well, a job wouldn't like. My question is for each of you, is there any place on your body that is sacred that you would never, like, you'd get a tattoo anywhere, butt there.
Yeah, yeah, there are plenty.
The head taint. Of my dick.
Pretty much my dick and balls in general. My
that
taint.
Whole area not yeah. happening.
I know that I'm going to get tattoos on my ass cheeks.
I
like
feel
that.
Like yeah, I will, cheek, and they're going to be jokes. Like I feel like...
Yeah, yours are going to be jokes. Mine will be part of something.
Mine are totally going to be joke tattoos on my ass.
I also, like, I don't ever see myself getting my throat done.
Neck,
I wouldn't
face.
Do that.
I can't do neck, face.
Yeah.
I kind of want... looking.
Yeah, like that's the thing is it's hard to pull it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like unless you want to be really scary to the majority of people in the world, it's hard to pull off. I'm already scary enough to people.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, and I don't intend to. And
without having your throat or your face.
Exactly. Like,
even a teardrop. I mean. Obviously, that has meaning, too. But even the teardrop, I'm like, you got that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know not all of them are the meaning, you know? No. Like, a lot of it's just fucking I'm a gangsta and all that
and
bullshit.
And I'm a dumbass, yes.
Yeah, but I don't really want to talk to you if you've got a teardrop tattoo.
Right. Like, Tara's got tattoos on her face, but she can pull it off because she's a fucking tattoo artist.
Yeah, there's that. And also, I feel like... Good-looking chicks can, to a certain degree.
To a certain degree, but a lot of mildly attractive chicks will get... tattoos or piercings that think will make them look more attractive, and it is the opposite.
Well, this is the same thing as the fat chick that has the complete bright blonde pink hair that still looks like a pig, that when you go into her car has like 8,000 stuffed animals around it. And like customized everything. She's that chick. It's look at me. I'm awesome.
Look at me. Oh my God, look at me. Awesome. But I mean, I really want to tattoo my hands.
See, I've thought about that one, too. That's a borderline sacred place for us. And I thought it was actually really interesting that Mark, you know, super fan Mark, when he was here in the studio, he didn't actually mention a story that he told me about his daughter.
Yeah, she got her fingers tattooed, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We didn't talk about it on the show, though.
No.
And basically, at the age of 17...
Yep.
I was going to say, she's young.
Yeah, she's young. He let his daughter get two very small tattoos. It was like... I don't know if they were different fingers or what, but I know it was like a heart or a star.
Something on the inside of her fingers.
Something on the inside of her finger where you probably never really see it.
Nobody ever notices that I have a tattoo on my finger.
True, but you also cover it by a wedding ring.
Well, no, this one isn't a wedding ring. This is just a ring.
Well, it's a ring. But you cover it by a ring.
Yeah.
Now, in general, though, it might be a stigma that is slightly changing because tattoos on – first, my parents always said never get a tattoo below your
that you can't
sleeve,
shove or cover with the short sleeve.
Under the short sleeve shirt.
That's what my mom told me, too.
Especially when you live in Florida. You know what I mean? Like, that was their thought of it. And understandable to a degree. I don't think mine's offensive. I don't think anybody really ever even notices it half the time.
No.
And I, you know, if I have to, yes, I can cover it with a long sleeve shirt
or a wristband,
as you can too.
Yeah,
you've covered all your tattoos. You put on a long sleeve shirt and a pair of slacks.
Yeah,
you don't ever see any one of Duncan's tattoos.
Well,
which is,
I mean, if I have to stretch my arms out, you'll notice like if they pull up a little bit, but they stop right there where a long cuff shirt would.
Which is interesting. You do have one small hand tattoo, but we do. I think that is the last stigma before the face.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Dick comes very, very last.
No. Dick.
Dick
he
is not...
never did anything to me. He's led me into some situations I'm less than proud of. But he has never done anything that would make me fucking do that to him.
It's just cruel.
That's a sensitive area.
It's cruel.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, that being said, though...
I do know what I would do if I ever did it, though.
Do you guys have any, like... Because I know, Duncan, you've got, like, an idea. It's, like, you know, a mural of sorts with your sleeve. It's not just, like, a bunch of random little things that you've gotten over the years. Do you guys have a particular, like, a joke or like a funny tattoo, like if like you've got it in the back of your mind, like one day I'm gonna get this or whatever. Like a friend of mine's brother out here, I noticed he's got a camel tattooed on his big toe.
Camel toe.
So yep.
Like, and then there are the people that'll get a rooster hanging from a noose below. My cock hangs below my knee. I have a hidden clit.
That's fun.
That's about it. Like
I'll tell you what my joke tattoos are. My joke tattoos aren't your typical joke tattoos. My joke tattoos is going to be like the Tasmanian Devil or Marvin the Martian, like the old school awful 90s tattoos, but stupid places.
Awful 80s tattoos.
Dude, I'm talking real joke tattoos going
to
be like...
Because you want to go 90s.
Me on top of an eagle, like flying through like...
Yeah.
Like the, you know, those creepy bus murals, like the Merlin,
epic graffiti.
Like epic graffiti. Yeah. That's what my joke tattoos are going to be. They're going to be like, but they'll be ridiculous. Like it'll be Sergeant Slaughter.
Weird in front of a mountain.
Fucking like
fighting
an Iron Sheik in a...
No, fighting a Ninja Turtle with, you know, it'll be all sorts of just stupid things put together.
That's amazing.
I mean,
I'm totally
doing that.
No, so. My tramp stamp is going to be a sandworm from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
With Beetlejuice
like
riding it.
Track.
Yeah, like coming out of my ass crack with Beetlejuice riding it. Like
no, Michael Keaton needs to ride it. I think I'm going to do
a Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, you're doing a Goldblum?
I think I'm doing Goldblum.
Like you're doing Fly? What are you doing?
I'm doing Ian Malcolm. Even better.
Ian Malcolm.
From Jurassic Park.
Wow, Jurassic Park.
Oh, come on.
No, because I'm doing a whole literature side piece.
No, then you know who you do? Is the fat guy from Seinfeld.
No.
Yes.
I am not.
With the sitter spitting the stuff into his face or whatever.
Now that's more like.
Hello,
no,
Jerry.
I'm sure it'll be the fucking, the scene where. The Tyrannosaurus is chasing Jeff Goldblum. Like that's the scene I see in my head because I want to do this piece where all these books are flying
right before the dude gets stomped.
Yeah,
on the toilet.
Yeah, when he's
which
running
when you're
with the...
9 or however old I was, that was the funniest thing.
Yeah, man. When he's running with the flare,
it's still kind of awesome.
Oh, it is very awesome.
I never saw it when they did the re-release.
The 3D one?
Yeah,
I have it on DVD. 3D. I don't need to watch it in 3D.
I don't either.
Yeah. It's not. It wasn't filmed in 3D. It's
exactly.
Not going to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm not religious, but I always wanted to get like the praying hands, you know, but then have it wrap around to where it's like Moses and Jesus doing a jumping high five.
Nice.
Kind of
that's actually pretty cool. I thought you were going to say you were going to do the hands, but when you're like, you're a kid, but make them like praying hands,
vagina.
Like the vagina, like the,
that'd be awesome.
I can tell you a fun praying hands tattoo story.
Okay.
My tattoo artist that did my black and gray sleeve one day had a deaf mute mother come in with her daughter. Her daughter was translating, and this is what the mother wanted. She wanted the praying hands.
First off, that is awful. Like, by the way, like, what a scenario to be in as an artist.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he could not wait to fucking tell me.
Lying?
He called me.
How do you know that the daughter's telling the
truth?
Wait,
like,
Bender, wait for
it.
She
wants to get a cock and balls on her face.
Wait for it.
I swear.
You're very close. You're very close. You're very accurate.
Oh, no.
So she did the praying hands.
Uh-huh.
Wrapped around a thick veiny cock that was spurting cum out of it with a word ribbon around it that said born to blow. And it was a big shoulder piece.
Oh, no.
Like in the center, like that.
Like, okay, we're talking about
like
a four
like the size,
like a bumper sticker size.
Like a bumper sticker size. Like a big one. And Art was like, like you're talking about the guy that has an inverted cross. Tattooed at right here over his heart. Like he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to hell anyway. I might as well have fun with this one. And he's like, he's like, dude, I spent so much time working on the veins and the cock. Like it was a masterpiece.
So did she see it?
Yeah.
That's what she wanted.
That's
amazing.
Legitimately what she wanted. And I don't know if it's more disturbing that is actually what she wanted or that she had to have her daughter come in and explain it.
Because she was deaf and mute.
Uh-huh.
But
how,
you think about it.
How young do we think the daughter was? Because, I mean, you know, if she's like a full-grown adult daughter, maybe that's not so bad. But if it's
she
like,
was in
hey,
her,
15-year-old
she
child,
was early
come
20s.
With me so I can get this.
Yeah, because first off, the mother has to be young enough to still want to get a tattoo. She's not going to be like... 40 years old, like...
That's not true.
The mother can be 40 years old, but I'm just saying, like, the daughter's not going to be 40 years
old.
No,
the daughter was in her early
20s. The daughter has to be at least naive enough to be like, Mom, oh, you sure? Like, and you want me to say what? And...
No, the daughter was, like, they were all...
They were cool
about
it. But you think about it...
But it wasn't like a teenager. It wasn't a child daughter.
No.
No, we're talking over 18.
At least...
Young 20s.
Making sure here... trying to get the grasp. But you,
okay, no. Think about it. All of us, as men, who better for a blowjob
than a deaf
than
mute?
Than a deaf mute.
So that she can't call you
that
and
makes
harass
perfect
you.
Perfect sense. Mm-hmm. She wants to do something with it.
She was born to
She's
do
not
it.
Been able to do anything else with
back.
It.
She was born to do
she
it.
She was born to do it.
It's all
Duncan.
She has.
Wish I would have
She
met
was
her.
Born to do it.
She can't hear you yelling those dirty things that
I know.
You yell.
I know. That's
wow.
what makes it awesome.
So you have to slap her.
But thought about that. Wow. That's...
So... Yeah, what other tattoo wisdom can we drop on you, Bender?
I think I've about run out, but I have some good indicators that society is collapsing.
It's true.
You guys are...
Oh, definitely.
I think the one thing we did point out, though, real quick before, as a Jerry Singer Springer final thought,
is that I am going to tattoo the fuck out of my hand.
Is eventually you will, and I think it is the last before you get to the face. That's the last part.
Yeah.
That really, actually, you can go to next, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to go hands before you go neck and face.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go neck and face.
I don't think you are either. And I think that that's the kind of a last resort for some people because I can't wear gloves to a job interview unless I want to look like Dexter, you know?
Right. But also, you could put makeup or band-aids on them. But also, at the same point, dude, like, I have been in the field that I'm in since I was 17.
Which we can say that. I mean, as a member of all of us to a degree, the entertainment industry, we are a more tattooed, pierced,
weird-looking
bunch than
fucks.
Most.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a little more expected in our realm, but I also don't want to not be able to get a one-off corporate gig because I have a demon on my hand. You know what I mean?
I've worked corporate gigs.
And neither do I, but sometimes you need money. And it's that one little...
So you can get more tattoos.
That's true. Yeah, like for me, I'm never going to be in a position where that's going to matter.
No, and it really isn't going to be for me. I'm just saying the ability to hide it for a day is kind of, I think, my imperative to not ever get hands done.
Yeah, for you. For me, honestly, if I walk into a job interview or onto a job site and I'm meeting a crew for the first time and I look like this and I'm completely covered from my fucking shoulders down to my hands, they're going to be like, you fucking know what you're doing, don't you?
We like this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's way better than the last dude.
Like, there's a kid that I work with, worked with back in Chicago that is a few years younger than me. Like, I want to say he was, like, I was probably, like, 22, and he was 23 or 24, and he was, like, 20. But he was fucking, like, fully sleeved out, had his hands done, neck done, throat done. I'm like, God damn, kid.
Young guy, though. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, like, the...
Well, even our friend that's helping build our website.
Yeah, yeah.
Our friend Adam.
Oh, meow, meow.
He's, meow, meow. He's pretty damn tatted for his age as
he's,
well.
Like, full sleeve. Both hands.
Yeah. You know what I asked about it? Like how? So how'd you pay for all that, too? And he's just like, student loans.
I love him.
And that's,
good answer. Good
and
answer.
That's actually part of the most awesome thing about it. Good on him, you know?
Absolutely.
It's pretty rad. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I was... Whoa.
It's all good.
Okay. I mean, I was lucky to be able to have artists that worked with me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, Art was just, I was like, Art, I got $40. He's like, we can do something for $40. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, and he would always hook me up way more.
And that's kind of how what's cool about how you got started is you did kind of piece it all together bit by bit by bit. And
it absolutely, I just lucked out in how I, because I let the same artist piece it together.
Exactly.
You know, and I was, what we'd do is that when we were hitting it hard, I would do a piece down here, the next week go up, hit a piece up here, and then after it, so, and then the next week go back, hit a piece down here. So I was ping ponging back and forth for a few months solid, like just finishing that sleeve.
Yeah.
So,
and while we're at it, Ty, I mean, do you have anything to add tattoo wise?
Tattoo wise?
Go big or go home.
Yeah. You've got a few. You've got I've always liked it, you know, all the ones I've seen of yours. And
I throw down my art attacks, you know.
Yeah.
One of the ones that I like of yours, though, I forget where, is that one right there.
The Lotus.
The Lotus is really nice.
Also done at Chrome Lotus.
It was. Long time ago, probably before she owned it.
But what's
did she always own it? Are you sure?
I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows?
Because it was a much different shop back then than it is now.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, either way.
There used to be another one. She used to own the one that was downtown, too.
Oh.
That particular tattoo is very subtle.
Yeah.
And it's
it used to be a lot brighter, too. I got that a long time ago.
But do you know what I mean? It kind of...
Like, now it's starting to blend into my arm more, whereas before it just popped off.
But there's really no outline.
It's all shading. And that's, you know, it's very interesting. And I think tattoos have come a long way as an art form,
absolutely,
of course, in the past, since the 80s, 90s, Tasmanian Devil days. And when I get my Tasmanian Devil, I want it 90s style. It has to be. Oh, it has to be exactly as shitty as a Daytona bike shop would ever do it.
Absolutely. I mean, you could probably go to a bike shop in Daytona and still get it done like that.
Probably. And I might. You know, I might just do
that.
You might
have to. You might have to go to like an outlaw's fucking tattoo.
I want to pick it off a wall. Yep. I want either Tweety Bird with or Marvin the Martian.
I know, or what you get is you get Calvin pissing on your least favorite sports
team. I don't like the Calvin.
I'm just saying.
Either way, as an art form, it's also increased the way we look at tattoos because they aren't all shitty anymore. There are beautiful pieces of
artwork
out there.
There's amazing fucking tattoos out there.
And I think...
And more often than not, you're seeing amazing work now rather than mediocre.
Rather than Tweety Bird. Yeah, you're seeing...
Because you can do anything now.
And I think probably the technology has come a long way, I would assume. I would assume it doesn't hurt. I mean, the better guns, the better, you know, inks, I'm sure helps.
Here's the thing.
It's all about the artist, yes, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, and it's always going to feel like a certain amount. But, I mean, Tara has a different kind of machine that she uses. I think it's called an Evo. And she, when she uses that, I get so happy because I'm like, oh my God, it's like a unicorn is licking on this tattoo. It's not a coil machine. Like, I don't know how it works, but it's definitely thinner and longer and it doesn't have the coil that you put on it.
Does it feel different?
It looks different. She says it feels
to you.
Yeah. It's not as intense.
Mm.
Like it does feel like I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The shader. It's a big...
I was surprised, you know, my first tattoo, my only tattoo, how much more I absolutely hated the detail over getting the shading. The shading was like
nothing.
You're
talking the line work. Yeah. Line work sucks, bro.
Line work does kind of suck.
But that's all because that's how the needles are grouped.
Yeah.
They're clumped together when you're doing your outline, so they make a round. That's why it's called a round. It's usually like a 7 or a 9. That many needles put together. Then when you go into shading, you're using a mag, which is flat.
Yeah, and that felt so much easier for me. Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah.
I could do that for quite a while. It's the. Oh man, what did you call it? The lining
line work.
The liner.
Work?
Yeah.
I don't know the.
What was fucked up is when she did Judge Dredd, like she did all of it, and then she had to go back with a liner at the end to do all this fine detail work in the armor. And she's like, you are not going to like this.
Yeah. This is the part that's going to suck, but we're almost kind of done.
Yeah,
so...
no, we were almost done. Yeah. And it hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But no more than a liner always hurts.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, I mean, I don't want to be a dick, but is there anything else you want to chat with us with before we leave you?
Yeah, actually, I've got a couple of different things. One is pretty much indicating how just wrong things. You know, every year, the Oxford English Dictionary adds new words to the dictionary.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is going to upset
the one this
me,
year,
it?
It's you know, just shows how...
It's all the LOL shit. Right?
Every year, Oxford decides to release, like, a bunch of new
words.
Yeah,
I know. That's how Doe from The Simpsons.
Yeah, okay. So the first one, since you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago, is Bitcoin. So that is a legitimate thing because it made it into the dictionary. So there you go.
It may not be. I'm guessing that Bitcoin is probably the most legitimate out of all of the ones on this
probably.
List.
Probably.
Yes, that's why I picked it first.
Okay.
One I had never heard before, Hackerspace, apparently is a meeting place for data enthusiasts.
hacker space.
I don't think it's like
MySpace for hackers.
I don't think hackers use that term.
Well, that's
I don't know.
That's stupid of them. Next,
yeah, that's a dumb one. Move.
Here's another one I hadn't heard of, which is just kind of stupid, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce it right, so I'm just gonna guess. Phablet. It's basically a cross between phone and tablet.
Okay, now we're just inventing words, Oxford. Now these aren't.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Who uses that word?
Low.
Yeah,
so, no one ever.
You know, like those bigger than big cell phones that are.
It's like a smartphone tablet, is what you're saying, right?
It's a tablet with a phone in it.
Phones that aren't tablets quite.
That's stupid.
So, stupid word.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Ever going to be used.
Okay. Okay. Quirking is now in the dictionary.
Jack, it's very unfortunate, but that sound that Duncan just made is the sound that all of our hearts did, and that is the sound of me hanging up on him simultaneously.
I'm sorry, he says.
I know it's not Jack's fault.
No, it's not, Jack.
I know
we're
it
sorry.
Isn't Jack's fault that twerking is in the Oxford, but I can't.
I can't tolerate
because
that.
I knew we had one more word, Duncan, and that word was going to be worse than twerking.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
But
oh,
I'm
but
not,
you know there
I
was
going to
be. No. I don't want to know what
my
the
My brain
next
will
is.
Explode.
I don't
want to know. Twerking.
Smablet.
And you can call back, Fablet. Jack. That was from comedic value. But.
Fablet.
Oh, God.
Fablet. That's like a fag tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got disconnected there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the dictionary must
weird.
Have fallen on the phone or something.
Yeah.
Really
so I'm guessing you have at least one more word, right?
I do, and it segues into the last thing that I'm going to talk about.
Jesus.
Selfie, as in, like, you take a picture of yourself.
Selfie is
selfie.
In the dictionary.
I quit.
It is.
I'm gonna have to check out of this planet pretty soon, because it's just getting
and
it's
I was
too
right.
sad
that
for
is
me.
Actually worse than twerking in a weird way.
It is worse than twerking.
Yeah,
which leads me to my next thing, and... This kind of sort of is for Ty because he
likes
probably hashtags things on Instagram more than any other person.
You are kind of a hashtag maniac. We,
People
I've been
are calling me out repeatedly lately about it.
Like Jack. And
well, I just tag it to Facebook. Yeah. It's not like I'm hashtagging
on Facebook.
No, you
do
Facebook.
Like 8 hashtags for every
Tara world. Does more than that.
Oh, God. It's,
and I don't feel
here,
like I go crazy.
You make up new hashtags.
Sometimes.
Well,
we need a hashtag
for you, Ty, and for everybody else to just be aware, apparently there are limits. Instagram has, there's 12 that I've got on the list, and then there's like some other like subcategories or whatever. They actually have banned certain hashtags from
really?
Instagram. Now, some of them, it's like apparently iPhone and iPhone 4S are banned.
Well, that
However,
makes sense.
iPhone 5 is not. iPhone 5 is okay, but the other two, not. I'll get into the weird ones first, and then we'll go into maybe the more legitimate ones.
Okay.
I don't even know why.
Because you're hosting the show now.
The article, they're like, I don't even get it. Hashtag the Sex Pistols, not allowed. Hashtag fuck you Hitler, not allowed. And hashtag Duck Dynasty, bitch.
Duck Dynasty, bitch.
Yeah, right?
Duck Duck also, Dynasty, bitch? Like,
yeah, Duck Dynasty is probably okay, but Duck Dynasty, bitch,
right.
Not.
So are they talking about the wife on Duck Dynasty?
No, I'm thinking, like, I'm watching Duck Dynasty,
she's
bitch. Kinda, like,
Duck Dynasty, bitch.
I love that hashtag. I'm going to use that hashtag on everything now.
Well, it's not going to
allow
you.
Well,
I'm
going to
try.
They won't allow it. Okay, so this one kind of makes sense. You can't use hashtag popular or hashtag photography because it's basically like for the people who are just pouring out to get as many like followers as possible.
Yeah, I guess I can. And yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a stretch. The Korean guy, the Gangnam Style Psy.
Psy.
Fuck Psy is also a band hashtag on Instagram. I didn't know there was such. Photographic ways to show that you hate the guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Then, like, what do? You take a picture of Psy and put it in your toilet, take a dump on it,
right?
Then take
I
a picture
know.
Of that. That would be a good Instagram of a fuck Psy.
Well, I mean, maybe you could just spell it like F-U-K or like P-H. You know, I did creatively. I'm sure they're not that smart. They didn't figure them. Since half of Instagram's all selfies. Anyway.
Well, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop you real quick, though. All of these.
I'm gonna
say real quick what I think the reason of most of these being banned for is just overuse. Like the key one there is the one you said about photography.
Yeah.
If everybody tagged photography on Facebook, or on Instagram, there's no point of it's all photography.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Now,
which leads to the question: you could do hashtag video. Until they decide to ban that.
That'll probably change eventually too.
Yeah.
But there, it is probably good for the time being that there's a designation between on a tech level video and hashtag and just regular Instagram. So, all the other ones though, I guarantee the reason that they've been banned is because they've been used too much.
Right.
Not really, none of these. Fuck Hitler. All right. That's okay. Yeah. Sure. Fuck Hitler. I'm sure.
I think maybe that's because they don't want you using Hitler at all. Like,
yeah.
Hitler,
what if I hashtag something Hitler? What if I went to a Hitler museum? I mean,
then you're going to be a Nazi sympathizer. We don't really want you on Instagram.
I guess do they have a Hitler museum?
Probably. I'm sure somebody.
I mean, would it be bad though to go to a Hitler museum to learn about his evils?
Usually, he's not the focus of those museums. It's usually like just the Holocaust.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah. But if I was at the Holocaust Museum and I hashtagged a picture, hashtag Hitler.
I don't think they're going to have a picture of Hitler at the Holocaust Museum.
No? But well, they should.
Somewhere, maybe.
I've been to the one up in L.A. and I can't recall.
I thought they would have a full animatronic.
Well, it's not like they're going to have a portrait of him,
Yeah, right? All Third Reich and shit.
Well,
or whatever.
That's
history,
though. They should have that in there.
They probably... You could go down the road to Lemmy's apartment and you could see that.
If we're studying the history of World War II, Hitler's a goddamn big part of it.
The biker gangs of Orlando probably have multiple portraits of him.
Yeah, right.
In various different attires. So the last couple, one of them I don't get the reference, but it's Kick Me Boys, like K-I-K. Apparently it's a prostitute thing.
No, Kick is an app. What it is Kick is a messaging app.
Is that it? Got it.
Go.
All right, yeah.
Okay,
well, that
makes
also
sense.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
That's just spam. But anyway, Bender, thanks for your call. That was a really good list. We're up on break, so I think we need to let you go.
Oh, it's break time.
Almost there.
Time hashtag Hitler.
I knew you were going to say something.
When you said hashtag intervention, I just, in my mind, I pictured hashtag intervention.
All righty.
Hashtag.
Yes. No, Jack.
Hashtag intervention. Not hashtag intervention. He needs help.
It's great talking to you. We'll try and catch up next week.
It does
all right?
Make people mad.
Hashtag radio show.
Hashtag bye, Jack. No radio show. Hashtag you're getting fucking hung up on. Hashtag you took up too much of my goddamn time.
Kyle.
Oh god, that almost blew my heart to three pieces. Now we have a choice, Duncan.
Okay.
We have voicemail mail from Mark in this segment before we go to break, or voicemail from Mark after this segment.
After the segment.
All right. Are you done? Are we good
I'm
for the
good.
Segment?
Let's do it. You want
that
me
was
to play
a long segment.
You want to play some more tunes?
Yeah, you know what? I kind of liked what you were playing. You were playing some Steel Panther earlier. Put back on that Asian
Kyle
song, because that's not going to be on the podcast otherwise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that Asian one was
that
good.
That Asian one.
I like the little guitar part, the little chingy ching chong in there.
We're playing.
Chong.
There you go. Hang on. Let me turn it back up. It's coming. It's coming. This is Steel Panther.
Yep. Little song called Asian Hooker.
Asian Hooker. This has been Tat Talk here on the Ono Radio
Serious.
Show.
Yeah, I like it.
It was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. And maybe we can destroy the second segment like we usually do.
I predict it.
So that, therefore, it's a average radio show instead of a decent
good
radio.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, we don't want to... Can't set the bar too high, guys.
No, absolutely not. All right, let's go.
Going on break. We'll be back. second segment, as we like to say.
A.K.A. the train wreck.
A.K.A. the train wreck here on the Odo Radio Show.
I love the second segment.
The second segment's awesome, as Boots. Is proof by me pulling down the wrong fader as I start talking, you know what I mean? Yes. That's how it goes.
What can you say? Occasionally it gets a little hazy in here.
And you forget what you're doing.
Yeah, damn.
Are we doing a show? Is this... Is this live? I think it's live.
Is it recording?
I mean, yeah, no. I got that part down.
Well, then that's all that matters.
I remembered that part.
Well, then there you go.
And I think we're live. And and if we're live, we should obviously
give out the phone number.
In which the second is segment. At
3-2-1. Well, wait. Are we ready?
3-2-1! 3-3-2-0-1-8-6!
6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6 phone company, and, you know, how the phone company is.
You might end up calling Mongolia.
Exactly. Anyway, no, it is the second segment, and like we said, it gets crazy. So give us a call. Skype lines are open. I was able to ditch Bender, so we should be good for the rest of the show.
Until he calls in again.
Oh, Jesus, God, no. I do at least have caller ID. So
That's true.
I mean, he has to be pretty persistent. Anyway, we do have a voicemail, as I alluded to in the first segment, from our friend Mark from the UK. So okay. We might as well listen to that before we, you know, forget about it.
Don't forget about Wednesday 13 in the background there.
Hey, man. Got this under control.
I'm just, sometimes you don't.
Hey, you know how this board is.
I do know how this board is. I do know what you had to do to it a little bit ago.
Exactly. We're back to the old days, folks, of bashing the board to get it to work.
No.
It's going to happen soon.
It's less than a year old, too.
By the way, I do need to mention, if I am louder tonight, it's only because Facebook was posting to our site last show. Basically, people on Facebook that were listening to the last show were telling me I was too quiet on their live feed.
Okay.
So I've boosted my volumes, but you guys haven't seemed to really mind it too much. I hope it's helping.
Whatever.
I can still hear the same as I always do. You can hear you. I don't know. Maybe it just is my voice on the live feed.
Yeah, it could be.
But no, we got this voicemail. All
right. Maybe somewhere.
Play it.
Here it is. Right, well, here's a message after the beep, because you like a conspiracy theory. I was just thinking about it the other day. I was reading a book some time ago about electrogravitics, and... I'm not on all this conspiracy nonsense, but there is something in the asymmetrical capacitor design, and the fact that the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber actually gets assistance from an anti-gravity machine built on board. Now, I understand the basic concept of the anti-gravity capacitor, and it's more a case of the aircraft being pushed or pulled along by... or ions, as it were. But anyway, I'm just talking bollocks because I had nothing better to say because it's my first day back to work and I'm all depressed and fed up. So, have a good show. Think about the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber flying on anti-gravity. And I think it's a lot of old bollocks, but you might believe in it. Speak to you later. Cheers.
Okay,
all right, hold on. No, I know what he's saying. But the fact that the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber was designed and created at Area 51, I'm not going to rule out that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
there's some crazy going on.
I totally could buy into that.
It's what exactly? I mean, help me out here is with the scientifics, because I feel a
little
lost.
What he's saying is that the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber, you know, the stealth bomber, you know what that looks like. You know,
absolutely. The black, like,
yeah, fucking warbird.
Looking warbird. Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Yes.
But even when I was a kid, it was fairly old. Like, it's been around since the late 70s, early 80s, has it not?
No.
No? Oh, it's way more recent than that.
You're thinking of.
we're talking about the black stealth bomber.
It was a transformer.
Bomber. The big triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the big
flying triangle.
Yeah, those are
I think it's been a long. All right, it's look it up. Someone look it up. How long that shit's been around?
But in any case, what he's saying is that it flies, and part of its stealth capabilities are because of an anti-gravity.
Its stealth capabilities or its ability, the way it flies, like an anti-gravity machine. Like, so he's talking about the possibility of an anti-gravity machine, an aircraft.
Yes.
And why is that the, I mean, maybe it isn't, obviously, but I mean, Area 51 sure would tie into that.
The first flight.
UFOs.
The first flight of the B-2 was in 1989. It was introduced into service in 1997.
Okay. No, it was we know it was introduced in earlier than that. We know that. Wink, wink, right? Wink, wink. I mean, we're talking conspiracy theory with Mark here. We're talking ion particles lifting machines, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty nuts.
Anti-gravity? I mean, I could...
You can get behind
my anti-gravity boots.
I mean, I like anti-gravity.
I would like anti-gravity boots. Oh, my God. I want those. Awesome.
Jump around.
I would do some basketball. I would do regular things against normal people, but just do them with anti-gravity boots and be like, yeah, I'm so much better than you.
Because I got these boots.
Because I got... I know, I would disguise them. I'd make them look like big feet or big sneakers. And be like, yeah, what? I just got big shoes, man. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. Apparently, there are only still 20 in service.
So they can't be that good. But no. I bet there's new machines out there that we don't even know about.
Sure, they're crazy expensive, too.
$737 million a plane.
Yeah.
See, yeah. But if they had that sort of technology, they would be putting money into that. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. So maybe maybe that's kind of the debunking of the conspiracy. If we don't know the next step, and if they're possibly using that technology somewhere else. I mean,
right.
But
no, what they're saying is that that's in 1997 dollars, the $737 million. But the total procurement costs, which includes spare parts, equipment, retrofitting, and software support, $929 million a plane.
Yeah. All right. So it's $1 billion a plane. Yeah. There are fighter jets kind of in that same – not that high, but
– not that high. But they are –
but they're expensive as shit. Expensive.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it is kind of a – drip in the bucket. And if there's something called Area 51 that develops technologies for our government, I'm pretty sure the government's been able to figure out a way to funnel money to that without us knowing about it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Who knows what's being spent on something possibly
they just
like
recently
that.
Admitted that it existed and showed you where it was on a map.
Right.
They're like, no, this is Area 51. It's right here.
Yeah.
Not like we didn't already know, but they're like, no,
it's
this
there.
The government, it's right there. We're not hiding anything. It's right there.
Of course
if you get
not.
Too close to it, we will fucking shoot you.
You will die.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's like all that video of like those white planes,
that
are basically supposedly carrying in the scientists and the people that work there daily.
Right. Yeah.
There are flights and they stay there for a few days.
Yeah.
And then they take back off and they, you know.
Yep.
There's shit going on there.
Oh,
there has to be.
I know that.
I saw Independence
Day.
I'd
love to be a fly on
that wall. Oh, my God. Yeah. I would. Oof.
By the way, it is Labor Day today, and we haven't even mentioned it,
no.
I don't think. But
that's why I'm wearing this shirt.
Yeah. And you know, labor unions, woohoo. A lot of people don't even understand the reasoning of this day.
No.
And I think that's something that needs to be discussed, but not necessarily on this show.
The only thing I'm going to say
is that
they did not used to give a fuck how many hours they worked you in a day or in a week.
Exactly.
The average work week was 84 hours.
Yep.
And then it is because of labor unions
that we get our wages.
And a 40-hour work week.
And a 40-hour work week.
Which they were even trying to make lower than that in the early 1900s.
Yep.
Because they said that as long as there are people willing to work that cannot find jobs, then the work week is too long. Then you're working too many hours. Shorten the work week for everybody. Pay everybody higher wages, shorter hours. And then everybody can work a little versus only a few
working
a lot.
It's a logical thought, and it applies to certain industries, I think, more than others. But again, not exactly a conversation for this show.
No, absolutely not.
What does need to be acknowledged is we were on the porch tonight, and I had even seen it on Facebook from other people that people are like launching fireworks now on Labor Day.
And my immediate reaction was, that's a thing now? None of us knew that was a thing.
I'm going to play bullshit on this one. I had seen another post from last night that was saying, fireworks on Labor Day, that's like a deal now?
Yeah.
And so I guess it's not just here is my point, is that it's like, not just one
going on?
One random family with leftover fireworks. Maybe that's kind of what it
that's
is.
That's what I thought it was.
Huh.
Like, I still have some bottle rockets.
But you think about it, maybe we should. Maybe we should start launching fireworks on Labor Day.
Maybe.
I like blowing shit up, I'll say that.
And it gives people jobs, which complete on a day that you're supposed to not work. And,
yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and in our industry, it's very rare that you don't work on Labor Day, which,
we normally work on Labor Day in our industry.
Exactly. But you get paid for it as well. And, that's just something. So I wanted to bring that up, and the simple fact that, fireworks on Labor Day is kind of nuts. But moving on, I do have a couple of clips, as I told you guys when we were on break for the next segment.
All right.
Play that clip.
I told you what they all were. Would you rather see McNugget Rampage?
That's just going to make me angry.
But I do want to hear it. I can't.
Get your hands off my penis, which is the most polite a video of a guy being arrested.
I don't like watching people get arrested.
And Judge Joe Brown being all drunk.
Let's go Judge Joe Brown being all drunk and horny. All
right. I think everybody can relate to this.
First, and then we'll get
you want
sexy horny.
All right, so you want McNuggets?
Sexy horny.
Ty really wants McNuggets.
Let's do Judge Joe Brown first, and then do McNuggets.
All right.
There you go.
You're going to end anger.
Shit.
Hey, girl.
I keep telling my boys to bring somebody like this home with a daughter.
Give my phone.
How do you feel? Goddamn good.
Goddamn good.
Yeah. Man, who are you?
Bro.
Come on,
man. Hey, Judge.
Come on, baby.
Judge, what you drinking on over there?
Double Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah.
And look. I need a granddaughter like you.
A granddaughter?
So let's just analyze really quickly what is going on.
Judge Joe Brown is shit-faced drunk.
I love
very
that face.
Shit-faced drunk.
Like shit-faced, like slanty eyes, like hardly open. Like, girl. As you do when you're drunk, trying to
be all smooth with the ladies.
Yeah.
He's trying.
He's also
trying.
Old Joe Brown.
Hey, guess what, Judge? I'm not guilty.
Fuck this shit.
Niggas ain't guilty. So Judge Joe Brown's just wiling out right now.
Fuck that shit. I quit that shit 20 years ago.
Yeah. And we did fail to mention he said he was drinking Bombay Sapphires.
Yeah, it's classy.
That's his jam.
It's all right.
Not Red Bull.
Gin and tonic.
You don't?
No.
I'm about to make a lot of money. Hey, but you know what? You're right, because I've been watching TV in the daytime.
You know
what
I'm saying? Bro, give me a picture, bro. No, it's on.
Reruns.
They're playing, not reruns. They're playing new shit. Obscure, man.
He was explaining to the guy just then how they were playing not only reruns, but new shit.
Yeah.
Like,
which I think what he means by new shit is syndication. Like, it's the stuff that he recorded back then that they never released, and now they're putting it out in syndication.
Because he doesn't look... He looks old.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I think somewhere in this video, he says he's... says his age, and then explains how hot his 50-year-old wife is.
This is my 50-year-old wife.
You said take a picture of her?
With her on the clear?
Come on. All right.
You want to talk about whether I'm a player? This is my 50-year-old wife.
Oh, damn. 50? She ain't 50.
She's 50.
She's not 50.
She's bad.
She ain't 50.
She's bad.
She is not 50. She ain't 50.
You talk about old.
See that shit, though? he's bragging about it. He's pulling out his cell phone.
Yep.
Showing, you know, the dudes around him.
That's the girl trap, yeah.
Yeah, he's showing.
Look at my wife. Now come put your titties over in my hands.
Put your titties on me. Do you want to keep watching?
I mean, is it, does it get any better?
I mean, it's just Judge Brown. You're
a bad motherfucker. You're coming back.
Smile with the young ladies, man.
Get close, son.
Get closer, huh? I get closer. One more.
Come on. Oh, hell yes. Make old man feel like a good motherfucker.
Hey, that's what we
like. Make an old man feel like a good motherfucker.
All right. I'd never watched that.
Scumbag of the week, Judge Joe Brown.
So, exactly.
Scumbag of the week.
I told you you'd like
it. All right, let's see some McNugget Rampage now.
Now you want the Nugget Rampage.
Oh, yeah, because I hate people that are dicks. All right, look, first of all, if you work in fast food, good for you, because I fucking couldn't do it. And first of all, I accept the fact that you deal with a lot of unruly bullshit customers, but also, I'm polite.
Yeah, I'm polite as hell.
I am polite as a motherfucker, and I speak very clearly. I try and go
the extra mile just to make sure they get my order right.
Yes, which is why I get so pissed off when they get it wrong.
Okay.
By the time I notice that it's wrong, I'm usually home.
Yeah.
This is true.
So, and it's got to be terribly wrong for me to do.
I'm still going to eat it.
You're
going to
eat it.
What they gave me, I'm still going to eat it.
What about if you go to McDonald's and they give you a fish sandwich instead of your burger? Do you? You eat the Filet-O-Fish?
I'll eat a Filet-O-Fish. I'm a fish fan.
I can't do the Filet-O-Fish,
I'll eat a Filet-O-Fish.
I'll never order it on purpose.
No, I do once in a while. Like once a year, I will order one on purpose.
What about a McRib?
I fucking love the McRib.
I knew you were going to say that.
I eat the fucking hell out of McRibs.
Well, like, what was it? I texted you the other day. I'm like, you at Ty's, and you were stopping by there saying hello.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, no.
He'll probably still be there. No, I'm at McDonald's.
McDonald's. Yes, of course you are.
You fat piece of shit. You,
why did I have to ask?
Why, you knew it was going to be a drive-through.
It's, yeah, one of them. But you do McDonald's over Burger King.
Well, because McDonald's is the more convenient for me to get to. Closer to my house. Checkers, I have a limit on cars in the drive through. Like, if there's more than four cars in the drive through at Checkers, it's going to take
me. They go, no, man.
No, they don't.
Well, if they have two lanes open.
Okay, first of all.
Now, if it's four in both lanes, you're fucked.
First of all, the Checkers on iDrive and Sand Lake, which is the one closest to my house, only has one lane.
Oh, well, that's bullshit. That's not a real Checkers.
And they are slow as shit.
It's not a real Checkers.
So, no, it's not. It's not. I agree, but I don't have a choice in it because I'm not driving to a Coey.
True.
So those are my choices.
I hear you.
But Checkers, I usually – so if it's more than four cars, I'm not dealing with that. Burger King, the Burger King on iDrive, they always are out of shit. They are always out of shit. And there's no sign on the menu at the drive-thru telling you that they're out of stuff.
It's been a long time since I've been to Burger King.
So if I order something, and then they're like, no, we're out of that. Okay. What about this? No, we're out of that, too.
I feel like there's less 16-year-old employees at all these fast food places like these days than there were. And it's all like...
They're all
loser,
fucking
30-year-old.
No, they're
dudes.
All middle. They're all like late 20s, early 30s and shit.
Isn't it weird?
It's kind of weird. Not only is it weird, but I'm like, okay, you're not a 16-year-old kid. I can yell at you and not feel bad about it because you're old enough to have been able to get your shit together at some point. God forbid I notice that the food is all fucked up or it takes forever and then they're rude to me on top of it. If they're rude to me,
it's over. Yeah.
I was like, and if they're rude to me, you better fucking hope to God that my food is right. Because if my food is wrong, I am going to come in there and I am going to be one of those assholes that you tell your friends about, the crazy customer that came in
losing
their shit. But what you're not going to tell them is that you were a total rancid cunt to me.
Or one of your people were.
Yeah, exactly. One of the fucking... and it just drives me crazy.
That you're in charge of, that you do nothing to manage.
Exactly. So But the people at McDonald's are always nice. They hardly ever fuck up my order. the worst I got
to
worry
McDonald's,
about.
McDonald's, I have to say, has set a standard to a certain degree they as have. Far of just like, shut the fuck up. They have a, I'm sure, a very just cut and dry, like,
yep,
every perfect case scenario. Like, they wouldn't be as successful as they are exactly. if they hadn't had figured out the formula
yeah.
to tried not pissing people off that much.
Exactly.
And every franchise has to endorse that formula. They're I think they're pretty strict about their brands.
Yeah, no, they are.
Whereas I feel like McDonald's or Burger King is willy-nilly. Like, you can go into a Burger King and get a completely different menu than the Burger King less than a mile away type of thing.
Sometimes.
And then, have you seen the new one with Burger King now? Their new campaign?
Which?
No.
They're selling a burger with fries on it.
Oh, yeah. So something that Checkers has already been doing for a couple of years.
Are we retarded?
But the difference, yeah, and the thing that they're doing is it's only like 4 or 5 French fries that they put on it. Like Checkers, if you get a Fry Lover's Burger, it's called a Fry Lover's Burger.
I didn't even know Checkers did that.
Called a Fry Lover's Burger. Not that I go to Checkers a lot or anything, but yeah, I'm a fat kid. I know the fucking menu. What? Don't judge me. So it's a burger, and then they take basically like a handful of fries and mash it on that motherfucker, and there you go. So something that I do anyway.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is, can't you just get a small fry and make that for probably cheaper?
You
I mean,
probably
I don't
know. Can, and, but then that takes away from all the French fries that you have to eat with the burger.
But that's part of the experience of putting the fries on the burger.
No,
and
man.
Then just, oh man, no.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are
especially
so,
when
so you guys are on board with this burger sandwich.
Dude, I'm on board with it at Checkers when I can get them 2 for $3.
But in general, of the concept of it.
Hey,
I'm not a big fry on a burger guy. I don't do it.
Fuck you, Ty.
I don't do it. I generally never eat all my fries either.
Fuck you.
They give you way too much fries everywhere you go.
No such thing.
I kind of can't agree with that.
But at the same time, Checkers fries are the jam.
They are.
Checkers
they are.
Fries are the
For
jam.
For those of you, I mean, we might be talking to people around the world. If you don't know Checkers fries, they are a seasoned, they almost look orange peppered fries.
It's also known as rallies.
Yes, rallies in certain parts of the U.S.
It's known as rallies. They're delicious.
Yeah.
They're a seasoned French fry.
If you get them hot and piping, they're like candy,
man. Oh, my
man.
God. Yeah, you can't stop eating them.
Oh, they're the best.
My dog likes them, too.
Yeah. I bet.
Oh,
my dog. She smells fries. She's going to be 2 inches from me the whole time.
Yep. Oh, I guess dogs do like fries, huh?
It's one of the few things I'll let her have, though. She knows she doesn't get much. But,
yeah. My dog's a greedy cocksucker. So let's see this
McNugget
rampage.
Are we ready
rampage.
For the McNugget
Yeah, because I can empathize on both sides.
Holy shit! Let's just make a McNuggets in my hand. I don't want
to
hear it.
It's 10:30 a.m. We don't serve chicken McNuggets at this time.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because we do.
You know what?
Did you just hiss at me?
All the world is just fucking hissing you.
Hey, can you just give me your ass out of the car? What's going on over there?
Don't you fucking run away from me, you family.
Yeah.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form. I will fuck you up.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form.
Hey, yes. This woman.
It is good to. It's Cthulhu.
It's good. No, my ultimate form. Is she a Dragon Ball?
She's so mad. She's so mad that there are not chicken McNuggets at 6:30
no,
a.m.
10:30. 10:30. He said 10:30. Which they don't.
Say 10?
Yes, he did say 10:30. They don't serve McNuggets.
Well, why is it dark? Maybe it's not. Maybe
it's,
there's light
yeah.
there. Yeah. Maybe
it's 10:30 in the morning. They're serving breakfast at 10:30.
They're not done with breakfast yet, and she is flipping her fucking shit.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
And yeah, but either way, who says that in any argument I've ever had?
Don't make me assume my ultimate
Like,
form.
That's if I'm really throwing down on somebody. I am drunk, like I'm high on PCP, and
oh
I'm just like...
God.
Is that your ultimate form?
That's my ultimate form, man.
I guess.
Like, I rip knives out of like my skin and make bone like stabbing
yeah.
devices. Like, this is necromancy. I don't
Seriously.
Know what she's doing.
I got to see the rest of this.
Okay. She's first off
she did
already gotten out of her car.
And she punched the dude.
And she punched Maybe the twice. Dude inside the window, you know, the pull-up window at
yeah.
every McDonald's, the drive-thru. She is now outside the car reaching through the window.
Looks like she's about to crawl through it.
And it looks like she wants to get through.
I
so here we
see
go.
See her ultimate form.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form. I will fucking wreck.
Wait, I'm gonna wreck you. I'm gonna try to screw you, dumbass.
Ma'am, whoa.
You know who I am?
Ma'am,
what?
Close that shit.
The big black dude is even telling the smaller woman, close that shit at the window as he's trying to get involved, blocking the woman, throwing blows.
Throw it like hard blows. Now this is what's great is because the caption right now is, I'm going to eat your fucking face and I'm going to digest it.
This is...
Wow. While they're slamming this bitch's fingers in the window...
This is what the crazy lady, the Where customer, is saying.
Where did this happen? Did this happen in Florida?
I think I can find that out in just a couple of seconds.
I'll find out. I know it's on HuffPost.
I think it did happen in Florida.
This, by the way, is being reported by the AP. And all these subtitles that we're reading of the crazy shit we're hearing, they're pretty true. If you go back
they absolutely are.
They're pretty damn true. And maybe there's a word here off here and there, but it's...
Yeah.
This bitch is crazy. Moving on. Keep watching, Duncan. You don't want to miss it too much. I know you're researching, but don't miss this.
I'm not. And shit it out into the gutter.
Oh, sorry. They finally got it locked. They locked the window to the
fuck is this bitch on?
Oh, my God.
Slamming it with her elbow.
Holy shit.
I will go Super Saiyan.
What does that mean?
That's from Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball, that's her ultimate form.
That's her ultimate form. That's it's a fucking. From. It's from Dragon Ball.
She's going to get somehow blonder and some fucking, electrical bolts will come out of her hands.
Slow down. 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
Are you
Explain
not,
this to me.
It's
I'm not
familiar
with I'm not.
You know, right, Dragon Ball's hair, at least.
Dragon
right?
Ball Z is an anime. Hold on.
Okay, I know of Dragon Ball Z.
It's an anime.
Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan is like, okay. There's your normal, there's us.
There's us here, okay,
and then there's super us.
Oh, so
it's
she
like
takes
you're...
the Mario costume, she's Super Mario?
Hang on.
What's her, but she can become an ultimate form, which is like Mario with the cape?
Kind
of. Sort of like that, yeah.
Okay, no, what it works is like you start off and you're normal, and then like your next progression is you get bigger and your hair gets blonde, and it fucking like you radiate energy, and then you get even bigger than that. Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, no, okay.
But I get it now. That makes a lot more sense. Her ultimate form is like.
That happens when you go Super Saiyan. It's like you get all blonde.
Oh, so she's going Super Saiyan. She's reaching her ultimate form on us.
I feel like this bitch has kids in the car.
It's blurry because it's a security cam. But there does look like kind of a car seat back there. I don't know.
I don't either. But
watch the rest of it because it ain't over. It ain't over.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
She's going to get blonder.
Here we go, dude. First off, the subtitle at this point
unintelligible
is
screaming.
Unintelligible screaming.
Should I get burned by her apple pie or something?
Dude, I have no idea. All right, we need to call the police. This is out of control.
Oh!
Shit. So as they're saying, we need to call the police. This is out of control. She goes into her car, reaches for something. You can't tell
what it is.
It maybe could have been a coffee mug
or something
like that. It looks like if you wind it back, but she throws it through the fucking window. The window
shatters it.
And now she's saying, I will fucking kill you. She gets back in her car
and drives off
and speeds off. Now watch the funniest part.
the
customer
guy
just rolls up that has to roll up behind her. I don't think anyone wants any McDonald's anymore.
Oh my.
Do you guys have nuggets? Yes, sir. We just got done.
Here's your nuggets.
We just got done making the nuggets.
Oh my God.
They're the first batch. Congratulations. Have an extra 20 nuggets. Give them to the office. We are giving nuggets away.
We're giving nuggets away at 5 a.m. forever.
Forever.
Dude, I can't. Oh my God, dude. I can't
Did you
even
find out where it was from yet?
No, I can't.
I wanted to say New Jersey. We should place bets because we need to look this up
Florida,
before the end of the show.
Florida.
Have you even been looking for it?
I am looking for it. All God right. damn it.
Let me see if my internet can help. Let me just see if
I actually have a computer in my bag.
And then I got distracted with Super Saiyan.
None of us know exactly where this is from. But if you were to guess, Ty.
I mean, I'll say Florida, but Newport. It's so easy to say you. Oh, Newport Richie.
You're saying Florida in general. I think we can go state on this. I think that's fair. Let's see. I mean, it has to be just under. Did you get it?
McNuggets rage video. She grabbed a bottle out of her car and threw it.
Oh, it was a bottle. Well, that doesn't help it.
No, hold on. Toledo. It was Ohio.
Toledo.
Oh. Toledo? Yeah, no, that's right. That's about 2 hours from Detroit. So, yeah, no, you're going to totally get that.
It's Toledo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, security footage of a Toledo woman attacking a drive-thru attendant after being refused chicken McNuggets has just gone viral. That's
early on New Year's Day.
Oh, she really wanted
She was drunk.
This is on New Year's Day?
It was on New Year's Day.
Oh, I guess that's how long it takes for them to be able to probably...
The video was released Monday when it became public record.
Oh. See, that's how that works. That's why so much stuff breaks later than you think. Yeah. I never really think about that. You think it's going to happen like the next day. But why does some things... Because there's such big stories, some things just get leaked.
Well, because
like
that was on security camera footage. It wasn't somebody like this with an iPhone putting
good
it right
point.
Up
good
to,
point.
New, to
yeah.
YouTube.
That just became police evidence. And...
Yes, and that's why it took so long for it to get released.
Well, they obviously caught the bitch.
Yeah, she got sentenced to 60 days in jail.
That's it?
And has to pay back McDonald's for the window.
Man, just... But seriously, 60 days?
Yeah.
That's
60 days.
That seems about
that's
right.
Kind of like the rapist that got sentenced to 30 days and the judge.
I heard about that.
Did you
that's,
hear about that?
Oh, that's
to
for
me
a whole
is
different.
Different.
Yeah,
that is different. Totally different. But that judge also deserves to be fucking stabbed
that.
In the anus repeatedly until he dies.
And I'm not willing to really even talk about that tonight. I think it is almost time we
Look,
wrap
make it,
things up.
Let
honestly.
Me just go on record by saying that we
you don't really
I make
like rape.
No, that I make plenty of jokes about rape, but I do not condone rape. Like,
and no one does here.
No, we don't.
No one here does. But
no one does here.
No one does.
That's here right now.
Here, right.
A couple people that have been here, I think, did.
I'm not going to say that, you know, there haven't been rapists in the studio.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I'm kind of rapey myself, well, but that's just me. Like, we know that.
Yeah, we just
That's
know.
That's my charm.
We know the rapists. We're going to keep their names, you know.
Yeah.
Just know.
Know that we know that you're rapists.
We know you're rapist.
We know you.
I got in trouble once.
What, were you, a peeping Tom?
No. It's a weird set of funny circumstances, really. But I did actually get in trouble. Like,
for being a rapist?
Well,
it was a statutory thing, wasn't it?
And no. Ty speaks the first. Okay,
well, go ahead, Ty.
You shut your mouth.
We'll keep going then.
But it was like, I don't know, middle school or very early high school, and like on a band trip, made out with this girl. Totally
cupped the boobies.
Cup the boobs.
Boobs.
I thought she was going to be my girlfriend, like for real. I thought that's where that was going. It
you,
was
you
it was going,
you were going
very well.
Steady, hot and steady.
But like the game was, what's the game?
What's in my mouth?
No, it was like you would, you know, I'd put my hand on her knee and then I'd be like, tell me not to. Tell me not to.
That's a game?
It was something I said. It was, or there was a specific thing.
Were you playing truth or dare or something?
It's more rapey than that.
Yeah. It's like, no, you tell me when to stop.
You tell me when to stop.
Yeah.
See how far I go up the leg before you slap
like,
my hand.
It was hot. That whole thing was hot. I remember it.
And you
got fine.
But then
there was this douchebag. He was like a year older than me, who was also the basketball captain. And I was like the new kid on the basketball, but I'm 6'9". And I destroyed that motherfucker. But he convinced her, because they had been dating a long time before... convinced her to like tell on me and shit, and then I was like, it's not like she was unwilling, she should have gotten as much trouble as I did, and they were like, oh, but she's a good girl, and I'm like, what makes me not
I,
a good
I would
person?
Say
you're
the
not
same
a good
thing.
Girl
I would say the same thing old rapey tie
but, tie
you know
I had to write her a letter and
I'm sorry for finger banging
like,
you
it went
did
off
it,
my
did it
record.
Go in Can, did it go in
No,
did
no.
You, did you? No? No? You just put hand on leg. Like, it was hand on thigh. You never stuck
and
your finger.
And boob.
And boob, but you
I
never.
I don't think
did
I got
finger
gyna.
Bang?
I don't think I did
no,
that.
No vaginers?
No?
I'm trying to remember now. She was hot.
She's probably got kids now.
It pissed me
She's
off.
She's probably all fat.
Probably.
Yeah. With, like, 8 statutory rape cases behind her.
Right. So what you should have done
Scarter,
is you should have let Ty
Scarter.
Finger bang you.
It would have all worked out.
It would all worked out.
A lot better.
But instead, you're a twat.
Probably hanging out with that same other twat.
There you go.
Duncan, what have we learned this week?
Well, we learned that I can't tolerate people for more than 3 hours at a time. Unless you're tattooing me or there are drugs involved. Now, drugs totally affect the timetable.
Yeah.
Like, if there are enough drugs, the time spent together can be infinite. Until we're out of drugs.
We've also learned that...
Ty is a rapist.
Yeah, Ty is a rapist.
The finger bang felon.
There are people that really, really like chicken nuggets.
Oh, man. People from... Once again, goes back to my theory that people from Ohio are goddamn crazy.
Judge Joe Brown gets drunker than me. It's pretty impossible.
Maybe. Nah, I don't think he was drunker than you.
Oh, come on.
No, he was. Right, I could still understand everything that he was saying.
Oh. And I'm sure there's been another couple important lessons. Oh, yeah, that's
Tat
right. Tat Talk.
The entire first segment. We learned that...
anti-gravitational machines.
That's for Conspiracast. Name to be changed because some other douchebag already has Conspiracast, probably years before we even thought about it, but still, fuck you, give us the name. And we also learned that some people like tattoos of praying hands wrapped around thick, veiny, bulbous cocks.
And if they're blind mutes...
Deaf mutes.
See, blind mutes, see, even better.
Yeah. Then they can just hear the shit that's happening.
Uh-huh. That would work good with my tattoo, like with the Jesus and, you know, Moses high-fiving
around a cock.
Yeah.
I think you should.
She should have done it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another edition of the Oh No Radio Show. We will be back next week-ish, or, you know, in a week from today-ish.
When we
look
fucking
at it
can.
Like that, folks. Yeah.
We'll be back when we can.
Exactly. Enjoy your vacation from us and
eat a bag of dicks.
I guess that's the phrase these days.
Might as well be.
Love you, buddies. Bye.